It is around the year 1220. London sits on the north bank of the river, the city seemingly forgiven for its many recent sins, its pivotal role in the conflict known to history as the First Barons' War. Seemingly contrite and getting on with life. But the scars of the past are never easily hidden, and the passions of the present are not easily forgotten. And yet, with Normandy no longer being the geopolitical centre of England, the city would find itself being designated the capital of the realm, and it would grow and expand, and its population will surge. Meanwhile, the ruined nation around it will cause its economy to shrink, and it faces hard times. As poverty increases, so does need. As need increases, so does crime. And criminality will explode in the era to come. Meanwhile, the deep Christian passions of the city will continue to burn, and new orders of monks will flock to it, indelibly leaving their mark upon the streets and neighbourhoods. The nearby town of Westminster will grow, expanding as it becomes the focus of the English government, giving birth to places like Fleet Street and Whitehall, and as the population surges, new tensions will emerge. Londoners will fight the residents of Westminster. Political factions will battle other political factions upon the city's lanes. Christians will attack Jews. And behind it all, the fear, the very real fear, that eventually the violence will be too much and the mob of London will rampage and mere anarchy will be loosed upon its blood-soaked streets. London will walk a tightrope. The position of mayor will at times be elevated and raised higher than it has ever been before, and at other times be suspended and dashed upon the rocks of politics, seemingly lost for all time. London's support of the cause of curtailing the powers of the kings of England will be a constant spectre, a ghost that will emerge again and again as the nation spasms along deep political fault lines. This is an era of earthquakes, not just political ones, but physical ones. An era of polar bears in the city, of foreign merchants dominating trade, where the Templars will fall, pogroms will rage, armed troops will march upon the streets. London will be the place where hundreds of its citizens will line London Bridge and throw human excrement down upon a passing queen, and then cheer wildly as kings are virtually toppled and Parliament is born. A place of bloodshed, a place of life, a place of commerce and a place of noise. Is it any wonder that during this era, Bedlam shall be founded? The Story of London is a podcast that tries, as best it can, to detail the extraordinary diversity and brilliance of the history of the city, its politics and its passions, and seeks to tell this history in the form of a grand narrative, each section bringing up along the tale as chapter by chapter we tell this story. Welcome then to book 4 of The Story of London, covering the years between 1217 and the year 1348, and all that was to happen within its streets and beyond. Welcome then to the Age of the Winter Kings.